A big rainbow trout is right over there by that overhanging tree, working the surface water 35 feet from me. He knows I'm here, but he thinks he's sheltered. I open my fly box. What's this? A feathery morsel that would look irresistible were I a fish. I tie the fly to my leader while my gaze takes in the sun-drenched Eden surrounding me. Even if I don't catch the fish, I've become a part of nature, and that's good enough for me. Well, okay, I admit that Eden would be better with a fish in my hand, but let's not get picky. My curve cast lets my fly flutter to the water 4 feet upstream from the overhanging branch. Now comes the wait. 4, 3. I try to remember that if the fish takes, I must pull sideways. Otherwise, my rigging will end up in a hopeless tangle in the bough of the tree. 2, 1. Bang! Fish on! When the fight ends, I've landed a 15-inch rainbow. I'm astonished at the florid stripe from gill to tail. I remove the hook, keeping his gills in the water. Cradling him in my palm as he recovers, I release him and watch him bolt away. I sit on a rock and smile. For the last 30 minutes, there were no Democrats, no Republicans, no foreign wars, no stock market, and no Congress or state legislature. I was 50 years old before I picked up a fly rod. Since then, I've been making up for lost time. For the last 10 years, I've fished in weather so cold that it froze the metal guides on my fly rod. I've fished in the heavy rains of spring and during the golden days of October and November. I love the language of a seasoned fisherman. Don't ever ask him, "Did you catch anything?" It's a dead giveaway that you're an amateur. Instead, you inquire matter-of-factly, "Do any good?" He'll reply cryptically, "Pretty fair," which of course could mean anything. He'll never say, "Oh yes, I've caught 5 12-inchers and 3 others got away." That's not a real fisherman. It's probably a chap with a digital counter in his pocket. Never fish with a guy like that. Scorecards are for golfers. One summer, my wife and I drove to a lake to just look around. As we approached, I explained to her how veteran fishermen talk. "Oh, and one other thing," I said as we arrived at the lodge. "If a fisher hasn't had a great day, 9 times out of 10 he'll shuffle his feet and say, 'Well, that's why they call it fishing rather than catching.'" I pulled up to some fishermen loading up a boat. "Do any good?" I asked. "Pretty fair," a fisherman replied. "But," he said, "that's why they call it fishing, not catching." Sue just shook her head. I drove off with a big grin. Now it's another summer. Time for more trout and more fishing talk. This is Les O'Coin.